Blog Talk Radio.
I thought I uploaded all of that, but apparently I didn't.
I thought it was my phone.
And that, my friends, is, and that, my friends, is what's called a teaser, okay?
That's your preview of that song, because Cody uploaded it on while he was on vacation, so he wasn't paying attention.
Exactly.
That's
tech difficulties,
okay.
But there's nothing.
Nothing we haven't
we
done
handle.
Before. It's all good. We'll move along. So do your intro,
and
we'll do our thing.
Like I said, that, my friends, is what's called a teaser.
There you go.
Anyway,
that's your teaser. You go buy her song now. If you want
to
hear the rest of it,
buy her
song. Buy it. All right.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. On today's show, we have a super talented singer-songwriter who I've had the pleasure of seeing perform and have having briefly met a singer, a songwriter, Miss Emily Rose. We'll talk with Emily about her career, music, and anything she's got coming up that she can talk about. Now, today's show might be a tad confusing because there's two Emily's on the show today. But like I said earlier, it's nothing we haven't tackled before. So, hey, Em.
Hey.
What do you say we go ahead and bring on today's guest?
I love how you skip the pleasantries after this long together. You're just like, nope, no more pleasantries. You're just, let's do it.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Kevin's with me in a while. We haven't done a show in a while, so I was like waiting for it, and it didn't happen. Not that I'm complaining, but
sure.
Yeah.
And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Emily Rose to the show. Hey, Emily, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm
very
good.
Tired.
Thanks for doing this today.
No problem. I'm so excited. This is going to be fun.
And as I said earlier, I don't know why that file did not upload correctly, because I know you sent me the entire song. I listened to it, which I love that song, by the way. I just love it. And like I don't know why the file didn't upload correctly, but as they say in the business, that's what's called a teaser, my friend.
Actually, what happened was he told me to upload it, and I didn't do it in what he deemed to be a timely fashion. So he did it to help a girl out, and it's all because he stole my thunder. That's probably what happened.
That's
it. Anyways, Tony?
I like to start out every interview with the exact same two questions. Number one, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Well, I guess my name's Emily Rose, and I started kind of just singing since I can remember, and I did a talent show I think I was in kindergarten or like. No, it's kindergarten, and I did a talent show, and it just kind of went over well, and I've just been singing ever since. And then I guess my dad always played, he loved Shania Twain and all that stuff, so I kind of just got into it from there.
Sweet. And was that kind of some a fun kind of get to know you questions if you're up for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I think I'm gonna throw it to my co-host for a second. Take it away, Emma.
Already. We're on a roll. It's only been like 3 minutes, and he's already like, Emily. Okay. So let's just start off with, let's talk about, let me pick my favorite. Okay, we'll talk about TV first. So what are you currently watching? What are your favorites? What have you binged? I know everybody's like into binge watching shows on Netflix and stuff. And what music are you currently listening to? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, what I'm actually, right now, I'm binge watching, I guess, me and my boyfriend, we've been watching Weeds. It's just a really funny show. And they're like quick 20-minute episodes that you can watch like a million episodes and, you know, not waste too much time.
Right.
And, but so that one's really good. And I always love some Gossip Girl. That's like one of my favorite shows. It's a good one. And then what am I listening to right now? I think I've been listening to, I don't know, I just kind of been listening to the local radio station in Nashville, the Lightning 100. They've just got some really good singer-songwriter stuff. So I've just been trying to discover some new music at the moment right now.
I feel you on the binge watching the short ones because it makes you feel like you accomplished something when you watch a whole season in one day.
Yeah.
I've binge watched Nurse Jackie and it's only like 20-minute episodes, so it didn't take long. Gossip Girl's great. That is all. Cody, your turn.
While on the subject of music, and you know this, Em, my music tastes are pretty much all over the place. If you just go down my iTunes playlist, I've got everything from Eminem to Jason Aldean. I mean, it's pretty eclectic.
Actually, he should be embarrassed by some of his music because we got married on iTunes, everyone. We have an iTunes family where you can share music, and I went through Cody's music, and I was like, "Are you serious?" with some of this. He literally,
awesome.
Everyone, yeah. I want you to know, Cody paid $1.29 for Boyz II Men song. And it is that Boyz II Men song, that one that everyone knows.
I will say
so
this.
Cheesy. He did buy it. He paid money for that.
I will say this, y'all. I will say this, though. My music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, please don't judge me for this.
Most true statement, like, out of him. Seriously, that's so true. I would be ashamed to admit to some of my iTunes purchases that, you know, if I was you, but you won't. It's all good. We ain't judging. I'm just saying.
No,
I'm not judging. I'm just letting you all know that he did buy that one Boyz II Men song that everyone
all,
makes
y'all.
Fun of. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
Moving right along. Your next question, Cody.
Okay. You know, I always ask this one question, because if I don't, the person that thought this question up will probably kill me. So, if you could go back and change one thing about your career to this point, would you, and what would it be?
I don't know. I don't know that I would change anything so far. I mean, I think if anything, just the first year when I moved to Nashville, it was a little hard. So I kind of took a little time to adjust, and maybe I wish I just took a little less time, but then again, maybe not. I kind of always say that my first year living here doesn't count because I was just kind of feeling out Nashville and, you know, trying to make friends and all that stuff, but... You know, I probably wouldn't change that either, though, because my whole thing wouldn't be the same.
Right. Now, I've got kind of a quick story here of how me and Emily met.
Wait a minute. I felt better than you do, but you go ahead.
I just want it to be known, everyone.
We actually have two friends in common, Emily, Stuart and Holly of the Springs, who are just the greatest people on the face of this earth. I mean, they're just great.
Wait a minute. Anyway, I thought you were talking about me. I was so confused why you were talking about me. And
no.
I was like, oh, wait. Name's Emily, too. Oh,
that's so funny.
Move on. Forget it. It didn't happen.
Yes, moving on. Anyway, so I had gotten tickets to the Springs Round at the Listening Room on August 30th. And they were playing the 8:30 round that night, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So I think it was y'all and Alex Dooley, I believe, was the other guy that was playing. So as I usually do, because I always like to go up to a performers and introduce myself, you know, and just kind of invite them on the show. It's Jimmy and Bat. So as I was doing this, after the round, it's sort of a funny story. I almost missed my ride. when I was talking to Emily, and I just briefly, like I said, I went up and just and said hi and extended the show invite, and that's how we met. So, which, and I've got to tell you, Emily, you were incredible that night.
Oh,
you were
thank
just incredible.
You. Thanks. I had a lot of fun. I always have fun when I get to share the stage with Holly and Stuart. They're some of my greatest friends, and they're so talented. I love them.
I've known those two for probably 2.5 to 3 years, and they're just like you said, they're
We've
just so talented.
And they're
just
they're from
just
Alabama,
great people.
So how could we not love them? Shout out to my good old...
Hey now.
That selfless plug. Actually, I said it was funny. I sent Cody a T-shirt last week that had a giant outline of the state of Alabama on it, and it says "Sweet Home Alabama." And I told him I'd bring him a Gulf Shores shirt, so like right under it in teeny tiny letters, it says Gulf Shores. I was like, I wanted you to know that Alabama is the greatest. So yes, we love Stuart and Holly, of course, and they're from Alabama, which makes them great. Dang.
Yes,
move on. I'll move on now.
I'm about to steal one of your questions, Em. And you can steal one of mine if you want to.
Okay.
Okay. So you're stuck on a desert island. What's three things you must have with you?
Ooh, three things I must have with me. Okay. My cell phone, probably. Not only because I can call people, but because I've got my music on there. A guitar so that I can still write songs and not waste time while I'm stuck on the island. And I don't know, can I bring a person with me?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Probably bring my boyfriend with me, who'd bring my dog, hopefully.
That's awesome.
Okay, I'm feeling your question.
Between the
two
of them.
Between your dog and your boyfriend, I feel like I would always take the dog because the dog won't argue back. That's what I would say. Okay. So, let's see. If you could duet with anyone ever, sing with them, you know, who would you choose and why?
That's an easy one. My artist of all time, he's a Texas country artist. His name's Wade Bowen. And if I could do a duet with him or write with him, that would be awesome. That would just, like, make my life.
You didn't even have to think about that. Everybody always has to think so long and hard about it. I love that you just have it, like, down to a science.
Yeah, I love that fact. you've been sitting on that one for a while, haven't you?
I'm still waiting for that day to come.
That's how I am. Like, I know who it is. I'm all, Cody will ask me questions, and I'm like, do you even have to ask me that? Like, he'll ask me my all-time, like, who I want to have on. He asked me who I want to have on the show, like, above everyone else, and I told him, and it was, like, 3 years ago. And even now, he already knows before he asked. Like, my mind has not changed. Every time he asks me who I want to have on the show, I tell him, I'm like, I still want this one person. So, yeah, I'm the same way. I don't want, I understand. Once you got your decision made, you got to change your mind.
No.
You think I'm going to change my mind every single time, and I'm like, no, I'm not changing my mind. Yes. Okay. Anyway, Cody, your turn.
Okay. Whether it's in your personal life or professional life, what is some of the best advice you've ever been given?
Did you say the best piece of advice I've been given?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the best piece of advice I've been given is to just stick with it. You know, never give up on your dreams, and because it can be hard, and that's the easiest way that you can fail is if you just say, you know, this is too hard, and I'm just going to quit. So that's definitely the best advice, and it's kept me through some pretty difficult times.
I understand that. Now, let's kind of switch gears and talk about music for a second. This song that you sent me the other day, I Can't Win, is that a new song or when did you write that one?
It's fairly new. I probably wrote it about 5 months ago now with my good friends Paige Blue and Chris Roberts. But it's just one of my favorites to sing out. I play it out all the time, and it's just a really feel-good song.
Awesome. And going back to that time I saw you live at the listening room, a lot of your songs, I really enjoyed them. I mean, if y'all haven't Take This Girl Out live, trust me, go do it. What are you waiting for?
I mean, I would in Alabama.
Yeah, but you're in Alabama, exactly.
Not.
Anyway, you know. And
you can Periscope.
I'll probably mention this.
There we go. Good idea. I will listen on Periscope.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I'll probably mention this at the end of the show too. But I always tell every artist this that we ever have on the show. If there's ever anything that we can do for you, Don't hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, if you haven't noticed already, I'm a big, big, big supporter of the independent music scene. So like I said, if there's anything I can do, just message me on Facebook, tweet me, anything, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, Em, take it away.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me think. Oh, I got a good question. Well, I mean, I kind of already asked it, but not really. Oh, whatever. Okay, if you could meet/hang out with, just for the day, any celebrity, and they don't have to be a musician, just anyone that you think's awesome, dead or alive, who would you choose?
I don't know. I think for that, I'd want to meet Miranda Lambert just so I could ask her some questions about being a woman in the music scene and about writing and stuff. I think she's a great writer, so that would be a good, not just a fun time, but a good learning experience for me.
That's a good choice. I'm liking that. I don't know who I'd pick. There's too many people in the world. I would just be like, nope, sorry. Can't pick. So y'all pick. Okay, Cody, back to you. Or I can talk more if you want me to.
Now, this is always a fun question to ask, but if you weren't a musician, what would you be doing right now?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I always liked working, like, in early childhood. education in school. I did a lot of that, but man, I'm not really sure. I think if I ever have kids, I'm going to tell them to be a doctor or something. So maybe that's what I would do.
That's awesome. All right,
okay.
Emma.
And, okay, I have two more questions, but, well, actually three. First of all, if you don't mind sharing, of course, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, I'm always curious about how old people are, because sometimes people come on here and we talk to them for, like, an hour, and then they're like, I'm 16, and I'm like, uh-uh. Anyway. Okay, so do you have any, like, pre-show rituals that you do before every show or things that you just, like, you can't go on without doing?
I just try to be calm as much as I can. I kind of get a little nervous sometimes before I play. And a gin and tonic always helps calm the nerves a little bit. But I don't know. I just try to take a deep breath and really just try to feel the moment and calm myself down, because I always have, like, and, like, you know, you just get a little, like, a rush of whatever.
I remember I was at a party once, or, like, a birthday party, and with a bunch of musicians when I lived in Nashville, and we were all sitting around, and they asked me, like, oh, can you sing, you know, this song, and I did. And I remember somebody's wife afterwards, like, stopped me and was like, you're really great, but you'd be better if you had a drink first.
That's awesome.
I was like, thank you. She was like, I'm only 19. I was only like 17 at the time. But she's like, if you had a drink first, you'd be really awesome. I was like, thank. But I just thought it was funny.
Story.
Really? I thought I told you. I'll tell you the rest of it later.
I've never heard that story. That's hilarious.
Okay. Do you have, like, a most memorable performance, or, like, a performance that really stands out for you that was just really important to you or anything like that?
I do, actually. A few months ago this year, I got to – well, actually, it's kind of awful how it happened, but we were talking about Holly and Stuart earlier. Holly was sick, and they were supposed to play the Bluebird that night. So instead, I filled in for Holly, and I got to play the Bluebird for the first time as an actual show, not like an open mic or something. And that was awesome for me. It's just to be able to play there, and it's just such a historic and iconic venue. It was awesome. Very nerve-wracking, but it was definitely a highlight of my time at Nashville so far.
I think I remember Stuart mentioning something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't pay that much attention. I mean, I see everyone's tweets, but I'm like one of those passive-aggressive Twitter users where I like I read everyone's things, but I don't ever say anything.
Yeah, that's
I just,
how
like,
I am.
Like everyone. I'm a passive Twitter user. Okay, I'm trying to think. I think I've been pretty nosy. Let's see.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I got one more question. Favorite place in Nashville, or favorite thing to do there that's like a local thing that you discovered once you moved there?
Oh, well, actually, it's really funny. You mentioned it. We were just talking about how we haven't gone in a while, but we found this awesome bowling alley in Donelson, which is like 10 minutes outside of downtown Nashville, and it's one of my favorite things to do. We love to do it. And I'm pretty good, gotta say, pretty good bowler, but it's just so much fun, and it looks like it's straight out of, like, the 60s. It's so awesome. It's got a nice little charm about it.
I'm a terrible bowler.
That's pretty
bowler.
Cool.
Me and my cousins and my sister went bowling, and I bowled, like, a 38, so I'm terrible, but sounds fun. I enjoy it. I just suck at it. Okay, Cody, any more questions from you? I think I've, like, I feel like I forgot one, but I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't have my list in front of me right now, so I'm just kind of flying blind here.
I'm going to get my list. I'm gonna, hang on, I'm getting the list, because I feel like I forgot something. I'm going to look. Okay.
You can put flying blind here. It's just...
No, here we go. Okay, let me read.
Okay.
I think we've done this. No, we talked about all these things. I can't believe we already talked about them all.
Wow, that's fun.
Oh, okay, wait. No, I didn't ask this question. I forgot one. possible too. Number one is, tell us, like, is there like a story of like your first show, like not your kindergarten show, because that was, well, you already told us that, but like your first big show, or just like the story of that, like, were you super nervous? You know, what happened?
Let's see. Well, actually, this wasn't a big show. It was my first time ever playing with my guitar after I had just learned how to play guitar. And it was awful because it sticks in my head forever, and I bought strap locks, so it never happens again. But I got up in this, like, gymnasium or whatever, and my guitar just fell to the floor, and it made this, it was, like, made this awful sound. Like, everyone was freaking out. They were,
wow.
And I was, like, obviously freaking out. But, so that was, like, my first time ever playing with my guitar, and that was a big deal because I was so nervous, and I was singing songs I had written, and then I just dropped my guitar. It was awful.
And you were, like, traumatized.
I was, and I picked it back up, and I never dropped my guitar before, and so it was, like, all out of tune, and I was like, what do I do? It was awful.
That's funny. Okay, and one more question.
Sorry.
Well, this is, like, not, well, it's kind of a question. What are you currently working on, your upcoming projects, and, like, any exciting things going on for you?
I've started getting into production and making tracks at my house, like, my home studio. So I've been doing a lot of that. And I thought about maybe there may be a little EP or something coming up in the beginning of the year or something, but we'll see. I haven't worked everything out yet about that, but just been writing and trying to create the best music that I can right now.
That sounds like a great plan. Okay, Cody, thank you. I've talked a lot.
You know, going back to what you said about that show, I've actually, here within the last year or so, I've started picking up my guitar and trying to relearn a few things. So it's been a interesting relearning experience, I'll say that.
Yeah.
You know, and I always tell everybody this. The last time I was on stage was at this place in Dixon, Tennessee, which is about 30 minutes or so.
That's where I live.
South of Nashville.
Shout out.
You know
south.
This is coming now.
Get with it. It's west of Nashville. Anyway,
well,
go ahead.
Southwest.
You're gonna tell the story to it, right?
Anyway, Pam had invited me to this place called the Hatchery, and she had invited me to sing with her. So I was doing Randy Travis's "I Told You So," which is like one of the greatest songs ever written, in my opinion. So I told Emma, I said, "You take the first verse, I'll take the second verse." Okay, I kind of do kind of what Carrie Underwood did with it. She sang the first verse. She completely kills it. Just totally knocks it out of the park.
Takes the curtsy from my desk. Anyway, go ahead.
So it gets to my part. So I'm singing, you know. And about 10 seconds into my verse, I blank. I totally read the lyrics. Yeah.
Nothing was coming out of his mouth. I was like, excuse you. Like, and I told him I'd sing the first verse because I didn't know the second, which is terrible. I should know the whole song, but I do now. But I was lucky. It was in a spot that I knew the words to. But I was like, excuse you. You're supposed to be singing and you're not. What's happening? And he got back on it, but I was flipping. I was like, really? You forget the verse that I don't know? Really? It was a mess, and I feel like I'm literally so tired of that story because everybody that comes on the show, they've never heard it, so they have to hear it when it comes up. but like I've heard it 1,000 times, and I'm like, yes, it was traumatizing.
And you've probably told it 1,000 times too.
I know. I feel like I've told that story 1,000 times. Half the time, I'm like, Cody, let me tell it. I do a better job. Yeah, you can tell we've been at this for a while. We pick on each other. But anyways, back
pretty
to you,
much.
Cody. I'm gonna shut up now. I've done plenty of talking today, so.
And I always tell him all the time. I always go, a best friend's make the best co-host. Because you can lovingly hurl insults at each other on air, and then just laugh about it later. That like
you're
never happened.
Insulting. That's okay. It works.
Anyway,
it is 5 o'clock in the dark. So we actually were successful and did a whole interview and kept it in our time frame, which is rare.
That's unusual for us. That's really unusual.
It is, indeed.
Anyway, Emily, I wanted to thank you again for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and talk with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been so fun. I'm glad I got to do it.
And before we let you go, I got to tell you this. I have got so much respect for you, it's not even funny.
Well, thanks.
And I think you're great, even though I didn't meet you yet.
We'll meet eventually.
Yeah.
And you've always got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, awesome. I can't wait till the next time. It'll be so fun.
I followed you on Twitter, too.
Awesome.
I always tell people when I follow them on Twitter so that they don't have an excuse for not following me back, because sometimes people don't. So I straight up am like, I followed you on Twitter. Like, I do that. People are like, stop it. I'm like, I do. I follow you on Twitter. Cody's always like, stop saying that to people because I do it.
Especially on social media, you want to give a quick shout out of your social media sites where people can find you?
Yes, I'm on Instagram, on Twitter. Those are both Emily Rose. Well, Instagram's Emily Rose Official. Twitter is Emily Rose OF, abbreviation for official. And then you can find me on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud, and my website is emilyroseofficial.com, where you can finish listening to that song that we teased you about and all that stuff.
Awesome. So I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your day, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Emily. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, have a good one, guys. Thanks.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Emily's great, isn't she?
Yes, she is. I happen to think Emily's awesome. Get it? See what I did there? No, she was really
there.
Great.
Well played.
It wasn't hard to
well
do.
Played.
Like, set it up. Not hard for me to compliment myself when someone else has my name.
Yeah. I fell into that one, didn't I?
Indeed, you always do.
Hey.
Hey,
anyway,
true.
We have. I want to give a quick rundown of the next couple shows. The next couple shows are going to be pretty emotional. And I know how much you enjoy emotional shows, Em.
No, actually, I don't appreciate it at all. And if I cry, I'm going to be pissed at you. So just remember that.
Oh, well. Be prepared to be pissed.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm always prepared to be pissed. kind of my thing.
This is true. Next week, we have singer-songwriter Whiskey Kate, who I will tease a little story about her. She's currently recovering from a traumatic brain injury, and she'll fill you in on.
It's not pleasant.
Huh?
I had one of those.
What?
It's not pleasant.
No, it's not. And she'll fill you in on the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. along with a lot of stuff that she's doing now. And October 4th, I just adore this girl that's coming on October 4th. Her name is Dana Marie. And she posted a video about 2 or 3 days ago that will rip your heart out. You need to watch it, Em.
Oh, just what I love to hear. It's a story that's going to make you cry, so watch it. Really?
It will completely rip your heart out.
That's pleasant. Anyway. We don't have anybody
anyway.
27, so please solicit us if you'd like to.
Actually, I'm working on something for the 27th with another singer friend of mine that I met at the same place I met Emily Rose. So
he literally doesn't tell me this. That's why I say things like solicit our attention, because he doesn't tell me anything ever. I'm the last to know. I feel
you
like
know,
everybody knows before me. Like Twitter knows before Emily knows how it goes.
I texted you like a week ago about this. I was like, dude, Emily Rose is coming on the show. I texted you.
That's true.
After I tweeted it.
I feel like you tweeted it as soon as you told me, and I was like, oh, well, if I didn't check my text, then I found out like everyone else. All the other peasants on Twitter found out before me.
That's funny.
I'm just screwing with him, guys. He doesn't really do that to me. Well, he does, but not all the time. I do it to him, though, because if I book someone, he tweets it before I get a chance.
Yes,
so I tweet it before I tell him, because because he tells everyone before I get to. And if I do, I want to tell everyone, because I like to tell people what everything I know. So, you know. So I don't have to. Anyways, shiny object. Continue.
So let's kind of wrap up this madness, shall we?
We haven't been on the air in so long, so it was nice.
True, we hadn't. You know, it's. I can't even remember. But when was the last show we did a part of this? And I can't even remember.
I don't know, actually. It's been a long time. It was on the thing.
It
I'll
was,
tell you on the little dashboard.
I think it
way,
was our anniversary show, I think is what it was.
Seriously? It's been a while.
That was August 20th.
Life is
people. That is kind of a while.
Yeah, because life's busy, peeps. I
yes,
want everyone to know, by the way. I'm going to put Cody on blast. Cody had a birthday last Wednesday.
Yes, I did.
If you missed it, go tweet him. It's not too late.
No, it's not.
Please. Public humiliation
and
is always
gonna,
the answer. So.
I'm going to put you on blast, too, here for a second.
No, you're not. Shut up. No.
Yes, I am.
No, I don't.
You have...
No, I don't.
you have birthday coming up Thursday.
Oh my God. Stop. Do you not? He's lying. I don't have a birthday. I don't mind those embarrassing, like, public humiliation moments. Actually, I don't mind tweets and stuff because I don't have to actually deal with people face to face. But, like, okay, I already know this is going to go down because I'm intuitive. And my grandmother was, I was like, don't do it. But she's like, yes. So, tomorrow night, we're having, like, this family dinner thing, because they're having a gospel meeting, which is where, like, a visiting preacher comes and preaches. Anyway, so everybody hosts him at their house a different night, and my grandparents are hosting on tomorrow night, and they were like, you guys should come, and I was like, okay. So my aunt is going, and she's making, I asked her to make me hot fudge cake, and she said yes, of course, and all this stuff. And then I was like, before it comes up, no public humiliation, no singing happy birthday. I don't want any of that. And she's like, oh, well, we already discussed it, and we're already going to sing to you because one of the kids of the visiting family has a birthday too. So, and I was like, please don't do this to me. But yes, it's happening. I don't mind. Actually, I don't even mind tweets and stuff, but like the singing to me is really awkward. Like, please don't sing to me. Please don't. Unless it's a video. I don't mind videos either, but like public humiliation where I'm with people, please don't do that to me. That's like, that's terrible. It's just like, oh,
right.
So embarrassing. One time, everybody at church sang happy birthday. The preacher came out after church and was like, walked out there, and when everybody was standing around gossiping, he was like, by the way. And I was like, no, not by the way. No, by the way. And he was like,
yes,
it's Emily's birthday. I was like, thank you so much, Big Mouth. And everybody in the church thanked me. It was so embarrassing, and it was humiliating, and I was like, wanting to crawl under the bench and die. So, yeah. Tragic.
I'm the same
but
way.
I'm surprised.
Like, I don't mind, like you said, a Facebook post, tweets, or anything. I don't mind that. But you start saying to me, it's just like, no.
By the way, guys, really quick before we run out of time, I just want you all to know I got Cody so good. Three times, count them.
Yes, you did.
One, I kept the surprise party secret, and it killed me, like, in my soul. His Aunt Rhonda and I texted about it for, like, 2 weeks. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
He was totally blindsided. I also kept a surprise about the his other birthday party that his mom had been planning, secret, which
very
I knew
funny.
About for
yep.
2 months. She planned it for 2 months, and it killed me. I wanted to know there was a Facebook group that you weren't even invited to that I wanted to invite you to.
Say what?
There was even a Facebook group.
I did not know that.
So, yeah, the woman that started it, her name's Mandy. She's your cousin, I guess. Anyway. I wanted him to know so bad. I was like, it's killing me, bro. Let me tell him. And there was another secret. What was my other secret? I can't remember. Oh, his birthday present. I didn't tell him what I sent him. He got it, so
no,
that's
didn't.
A miracle. So I got him good last week.
3 secrets you kept. That's crazy.
He was like, how many secrets are you keeping from me? I said, I think this is all. And then he was like, oh, then he texted me. He was like, sorry, I can't talk about my birthday party. I was like, oh, that was the other one, by the way.
Yeah, she tried to FaceTime me, and I was like, nope, not going to happen, because I'm at my party.
Yeah, well, and then he
M? Hello? Hello? Well, but it looks like my co-host cut out, so I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.